Then I saw a young girl teenager. She had familiar features. The name Brenda came to me, and I realized it's a friend of mine's daughter. She died in a rollover crash, where she was pinned and asphyxiated. The kids with her were allegedly responsible for her being abandoned at the wreck. The feelings I got from her had nothing to do with that wreck, or the people around her then. She hovered with me morphing a bit, so I saw her in different stages ages. I saw her exploring. I saw her as a student studying. I don't know that she did that on Earth, but she is now that she's passed. I heard her say, "I love Mom. I miss Mom." I asked in my mind, "How can you miss her? You are always with her?" It was more like a misunderstanding. I saw some food item rolled. It looked like a lobster roll but with jalapenos. I was focused on it too much and it disappeared. I looked to the side and saw her as a little girl rolling out dough working on a red check tablecloth working so hard. She was darling. Then I realized, oh, she misses doing this stuff with her mom. At least that's what I got from it. I saw her enjoying the weather, the fall, the leaves, colors. I saw her and felt her loving the ocean and tide. I could feel her sort of drinking it in. She showed me some other things she was liking about where she was and her condition.
In an email she sent later, she wrote,
"Well, how do you do? I wrote Lauren, mother of Brenda in the afterlife connection, and told her the first part of it, and how confused I was with the roll-ups that had jalapenos in them. I kept thinking, what on earth? So I wrote Lauren, unsure of how much to tell her. I can never remember who is a believer and who isn't. Guess what? She writes back and says it makes sense to her. Yes, they made jalapenos roll-ups. What? I've never heard of such a thing. Look, if I ever thought I was making this stuff up, well, I completely believe now. Where the hell did jalapenos roll-ups come from?